Surrogates is basically a cyberpunk sci-fi story set in the year 2054, and a surrogate is an android representation of yourself that you send out into the world, and you're linked to it virtually, so you experience everything it does, but you're not present. So it can smoke or drink or do any of those things, and you get those sensations, but none of the harmful side effects. Or you can have one because you're a policeman or a fireman, and you want to be able to do your job, but not have to really worry about the dangers of the job. Or you can have one because you want to look different, you know, older, younger, stronger, whatever you want. And it's sort of just a look at online culture the way it is today, where people sort of create this persona for themselves that they maintain online, but at some point they have to surrender that to go out into the world to go to work and earn the money to keep the computer turned on or whatever. But in the future of the surrogates, everybody has this android that goes out into the world for them, so this persona that they create, they can sort of be that all the time. It's mostly a detective story, even in some ways more so than a sci-fi story, and it revolves around a Detective Greer who works for the police department in Atlanta, and he's investigating a series of crimes where there's a figure out there who's destroying surrogates. And attacks on surrogates are kind of rare because all of the people that are sort of opposed to surrogate technology live outside the city in a reservation, and they kind of have their own lives where they live as their real selves. But everybody in the city is sort of okay with surrogate culture, and so now these attacks start happening. It's the detective's job to sort of find out what's going on behind those attacks. And he's, you know, sort of an older cop, more of a veteran in his 50s. He has a surrogate for the more practical reasons of wanting to be safe on the job, whereas his partner is a more younger cop, and he has his surrogate sort of to look more cool and tough and whatever have you, so he has his more for, like, vanity reasons. But the main detective story, when he goes home, he gets out of his surrogate and he's just his normal self. But his wife, Margaret, which is a major underpinning of the story, she will only interact with the detective as her surrogate, even in the home. She stays in her room all the time and will only leave the room as a surrogate to interact with him because she's uncomfortable with growing older. And so this sort of, where he has his for a practical reason, he goes home to his wife, she has hers for this different reason, and it's sort of a strain on their marriage. And so, you know, the story is a lot about the mystery aspect of, you know, what's going on with the crime, but even more so it's about how the technology is affecting this detective on a more personal level and the effects it's having on society on a more person-to-person level.